This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The following is paid for by the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
Tech Vibe Radio, your front row seat to Pittsburgh's technology and innovation economy. Tech Vibe is brought to you by Compunetics at Compunetics.com, Chorus Call at ChorusCall.com, Highmark at Highmark.com, Huntington Bank at Huntington.com, Kindling at TheKindlingAgency.com, PNC Bank at PNC.com, and Savior at Savior.com. Tech Vibe proudly broadcasts from the Huntington Bank Studios. Good morning, everybody. I am so happy you're joining us here for Tech Vibe Radio. This is your front row seat, Pittsburgh technology and innovation industry. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Audrey, we're going to have a lot of fun today. I'm very much looking forward to our show.
Yeah, Are we going to even talk tech at all?
A little bit. I did watch The Karate Kid, though, before coming
just
in.
Recently. Just recently. There's a couple of versions of Karate Kid.
The OG version. Wax on, wax off.
Okay.
Ralph Macchio at his finest. Okay. I had to get myself in the right mindset because we have Manoj Mishra here today. He's with CGI. He's no stranger to Tech Vibe, nor is CGI. And he's the Senior Vice President driving global banking strategy and innovation. He's a busy dude. Knows his tech inside and out. But sometimes you gotta be a little less techie about things, isn't that right, Manoj?
Yep. Yes. I think know where you're headed.
Rumor has it you're not getting any younger like the rest of us are.
Yeah.
Too.
So. Yes.
Say.
And sadly so, but yes.
Okay. Age is just a number. That's it.
Yep. And I tend to forget mine often.
Well, that's good.
I lie about mine all the time.
Yep. I'm with you, Andrea. I mean, I play this game with strangers who guess my age, and they all try to be polite to me.
I don't even ask them to guess. I say it's none of your business.
It's none of your business. But we're just really excited to have you here today because, first off, we're a huge fan of what CGI does, and we have a very close relationship with so many folks like you, the executives there, the folks, the technologists, the folks that are making stuff happen. And we love knowing about what your passions are as well, too, outside of just tech. You know, we're human beings. I mean, there's We have our passions, I guess. The only way I can say it. And you discovered a passion, as you would say, as you discovered, you feel like you're not getting any younger, I guess, for lack of a better term. And you discovered, like, karate.
Yeah, how did that...
Yeah.
Tell us real quickly, is it from the movie?
It's not. So first of all, I mean, before I start, great to be here. I think I always enjoy talking to Jonathan and Audrey. We have had a good relationship for many, many years. We are fortunate to be partners with...
It's been wonderful.
Council, so I appreciate that a lot. Yeah, I I wish I can give you a good answer, I think. And I say I just stumbled upon it, right? So
stumbled?
Yeah. And I found this local dojo. Someone said, try karate. And I must tell you, I was nervous. I was like, hey, I don't know if I can do this, if I'll be taken seriously. And you don't want to be with a bunch of young kids and then you figure you're out of place. So, but I said, no, I'm going to push my boundary. Why not? So mm-hmm. that started the journey.
It was the belt that you wanted.
It is the belt that I wanted.
He was yearning for that yellow belt.
Black belt.
Oh, I thought it was the yellow belt you got. We're talking about today. No, obviously, you've had this journey to get your black belt, and what we really find compelling is how this really ties into leadership lessons. And you had a really cool LinkedIn post about it. And I mean, when it comes to leadership stuff, I mean, Audrey just goes crazy because she's very, very obsessed with these types of things. And we love getting people's insights as to how they make these parallels, because I think it ties in so perfectly. And that's why we're so excited to learn about your leadership parallels with this. Sure. But we want to know your journey a little bit first, right, Audrey? About like, okay, you decide you're going to start taking karate. And this is a journey. This isn't like you just next month you're
so
done.
It's been 6 years.
Yeah. 6 years.
It's been 6 years. So what are some of the parallels?
Sure. So, and I think, and I say this, I'm going to use a lot of quotes, but so one thing I usually say is leadership is not about titles, right? Yes, you can be a manager, but you don't have to have age or a profession to be a leader, right? And so as I started karate, and I said, I was humbled. I must tell you, I was really humbled. I realized the inflexibility that I had. There was a time when I went to my sensei, and I admire him a lot. His name is John Gaddis. I even told him, do I belong here? And he said, there's only one way to find out. Just try it out. Right? So, and then for me, as I was doing karate, to me, karate started becoming like a stress buster. I would come from a long day of work at 7:30 at night. I would join this dojo with all my sort of co-partners in karate and kick and punch and literally not think even a bit about work. It's very hard to do that in the life that we lead. So, and then I started thinking, you know what, I when I look at karate, I see a lot of parallels to leadership, the things that I can learn. And this has sort of manifested over the last 6 years, and I've sort of distilled into five parallels that I draw, Audrey, right? So one of them is discipline. You cannot do karate without discipline. There are days when you don't feel like going, I must tell you. You have to push yourself to do it. You're like, do I really have to go? There's no compulsion, right? I mean, you just don't show up and...
Big deal.
Big deal.
Yeah,
right? I mean, I can have 10,000 reasons why I don't need to be there. So I felt it was practice, focus, self-control. So, and that's same at work, I think.
Foundational.
I mean, 100%. So I felt discipline is another, I mean, one common thing that sort of ties karate and the leadership that you see at all levels. And then the second was quiet confidence. And I'm using the words very carefully. It's less about arrogance. I mean, I think you can see sometimes when I see arrogance, I see lack of confidence. And to me, karate is about the quiet confidence. And I think you see that, I mean, they're confident, but they're humble at the same time.
That's so important. I maybe can break that down a little bit for Audrey and I, because I think about leaders and folks who've been very successful and they do have this confidence, but they're not being braggadocious about it. You see, of course, people who are very braggadocious and they're successful, but they're lacking something. And once you're quiet, that's even more confident, right?
100%.
And it's so hard today because we live in this world of things of lightning speed, lots of shiny objects.
Exactly.
You can become an influencer over anything, right? So it's almost the opposite of being reinforced.
Yeah.
What I see are people who are like, I have this many followers. I have this much influence. This is really about me.
Yeah.
This is about, right?
Yeah.
And as a result, people will quote unquote follow me and give me attention because of all those things.
Yeah.
And I see us like slip sliding away in terms of what it means for leadership.
True leadership. Yeah.
True leadership. I mean, Audrey, you're spot on. I think in a world where attention seeking is a key skill, right? It's very difficult to be quietly confident, and you have to be purposeful about it. I mean, it's not going to just happen. So, and I think I see this, for example, my sensei, I mean, he is so strong, he can put me down in 30 seconds. But instead of doing that, he teaches me how to lead, how to do it without sort of arrogantly showing his belt or his accolades. So no, I,
Tall trophies they did. Every karate studio's got the tall trophies, right?
So in a quiet, strong way.
Exactly.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah. So do we have about a minute left, and we're like 2 out of 5. No,
well, we only have 2 out of the 5 learnings.
But we have a whole next segment to go over the rest of these and talk to Manoj a little bit about what this all has meant for him during this. I mean, 6 years is a commitment to learning something. And to get to the level you did and then come out with this, I think it's just so cool. And I'm learning so much right now, and I think our listeners are as well, too. In case you just joined us, we are talking to Manoj Mishra from CGI. Go to CGI.com if you want to learn more about the company there. And Audrey Brewer will be right back after this quick break. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
We'll see you in a quick one.
The Pittsburgh Technology Council has been helping our region's tech companies succeed since 1983. The Pittsburgh Technology Council helps its members meet new customers, hire top talent, make headlines, and have a strong voice in government. From startup to multinational, the PTC helps tech companies and advanced manufacturers of all sizes. See how we can help your venture grow at pghtech.org. That's pghtech.org.
A strong work culture is the invisible force that binds employees to each other, to the company, and to their work. It's linked to better business outcomes, happier employees, and increased retention. How we work and where we work continue to evolve in almost every way, yet our human need for connection and purpose remains. Help your employees connect and thrive by evolving your culture to support your team, regardless of how or where they work. So discover how the Kindling Culture Agency can transform your company's culture at sparksomethingbig.com. That's the Kindling Culture Agency at sparksomethingbig.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Compunetics is the leading developer of unified voice, video, and data collaboration and conferencing applications for the service provider, government, and unique workflow applications. The Summit Olympus and Evergreen platforms, driven by their encrypted user interfaces, enable powerful and secure collaboration. Combined with world-class support and innovative professional services, Compunetics delivers the right solution every time. Learn more at Compunetics.com.
This is Tech Vibe Radio, your front row seat to Pittsburgh's technology and innovation economy. Tech Vibe is brought to you by Compunetics at Compunetics.com, Chorus Call at ChorusCall.com, Highmark at Highmark.com, Huntington Bank at Huntington.com, Kindling at thekindlingagency.com, PNC Bank at PNC.com, and Savior at Savior.com. Tech Vibe proudly broadcasts from the Huntington Bank Studios. All right. As promised, we are back with your front row seat to Pittsburgh's technology and innovation ecosystem. And today, we're stretching our bounds, Audrey. We're learning some leadership skills.
Well, we're learning some parallels between leadership and karate.
Yes.
Through having Manoj Mishra here from CGI. He's a partner, senior vice president there. So we talked about two things a minute ago, which is discipline and quiet confidence, but you have a thesis of five.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your next one.
Sure. And I think
number three.
Number three. There you go. And this is a personal favorite, servant leadership, right? So if I look at karate, the higher belts are supposed to teach the lower belts. And it's not a rule. It's part of the culture.
Right.
And that culture sets the whole leadership tone where
You have to.
So when I go to the class, if I'm doing something wrong, the higher belt will come and say, "Hey, Manoj, I don't think this is how you do it. This is how," and they teach you. And I called, and they do teach you in a way where there is a humility. There is a way that they're serving
right.
the student.
Yeah, I love that.
I love
so
it.
That's so cool.
I
mean, yeah.
Too often we have lots of leaders that you can see are in the ink or whatever press, or again, you know, all that glitters is not golden.
Yep.
That don't open doors for other people.
Correct.
And to me, I feel like that's your responsibility as a leader. If you have access, why wouldn't you help others 100%. Punch through that door?
100%. And I do agree. Leaders eat last, right? I mean, there's this whole sort of saying, and when you approach leadership that way, it is an humbling experience to lead, and it's a privilege. It's a privilege
totally
to be a leader,
and so, it should be fragile.
Yep,
it shouldn't be something that you're entitled to.
Yep, 100%.
I'm just loving the mindset of all of this. It's very calm, it's very confident, and it's helping.
Yep,
and I don't know, I love it. Let's keep going on.
Sure.
So number
what's
four.
What's the next one? Number four.
And very this much one fun. Is emotional awareness. Right. And it's a little bit difficult to describe. And the way I describe is if you're in a karate, you don't react, you respond. So you're taught to respond. So for example, if somebody comes and hits you and you have to defend, you just don't go bonkers. There's a set of steps to respond. And I feel emotional awareness is important because even in leadership, we see tons of examples where people react.
Yeah.
They are quick on their feet. And the response is missing. So, I mean, I pause and say, you know what, did I? And I must tell you, I have done a lot of reacting. Yeah. But I pause and correct myself. Why
we all
did
do,
I react?
Right.
Because you felt like you had to. Like in your job.
Correct.
You're in your role. You feel like, well, if I don't know the answer, who does?
Correct.
So I got to show that I know how to add value.
Correct.
And instead, it's really about, you say, being present.
Yep.
I like to say it's being available.
Yep.
I like that. It's providing access. It's providing access.
Right.
Yeah.
I love it.
I like that.
You know, so you can be present, but are you really
available?
Like available to do something?
Yep.
But that's just
no. I think that's nicely worded. As I said, I think the beauty about leadership is we all can learn from everyone. I learn from my kids, and they look at them and say, "Oh, wow, that was leadership."
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter what age it is. So I agree.
Fully agree.
And so then you have a fifth one.
Yeah, and this last one, and this is essentially resilience, right? The way I see this is there are ups and downs.
Oh.
And there's a time when I actually thought of quitting karate. I was like, I don't think I can do it.
Oh, I bet.
So, but this is the act of falling, rising, and then keep doing. I think in today's world, it's even more important. You will have setbacks, and you have to accept setbacks as part of the process.
I hate them, though.
Everyone does.
I hate them.
Everyone.
But, you know, The harder you fall and the faster you fall, the more resilient you are.
100%.
It's like you got to fall fast, fall hard, and then just pick yourself back up.
Yeah, and just knowing that falling is part of the process.
It's hard,
accepting
though.
It and knowing it's going to be part
so
of it.
It's so hard, isn't it?
Hard.
And if you're mindful of that, that means then as things happen, then you just don't react, you respond.
100%.
Right? So I feel like this kind of builds, like the karate belts build.
Yep.
You just keep learning and building upon what you have.
Yep.
So what I'm really curious is, I mean, with all this under your belt, and how are you bringing this to work every day at CGI? You've got a lot of responsibility there. A lot of people reporting to you.
Sure.
What's it been doing in terms of making your job, for lack of a better term, like better?
No, and I appreciate the question.
And making you a better leader, which I think is just so cool.
I appreciate the question. And I said, I say this often, Jonathan, I'm a student of leadership. Right. So that means you have to be always willing to learn. And to me, karate was an opportunity to learn. And then for me, I have to be conscious and apply it. When I make a mistake, I reflect and say, was this reaction or response? Was I available to your point, right? When I fall, I'm like, listen, this is no different than falling in karate. I'm going to get up and then repeat again. So yeah, I'm trying to apply that. I must say I'm in the early process, but I am making conscious effort to apply that to the leadership. And to as I said earlier, it's a privilege to be a leader. I'm very happy to be representing CGI in Pittsburgh.
Great stuff. It gets me excited. I just think about how the tone that you can set at the office based upon this inspire other people to do the same thing as well, too. And the fact that you're always going to be learning. What are your next moves, for lack of a better term, in karate now? I mean, obviously, I mean, you're always advancing.
And if my sensei was here, he'll say you go back to the basics.
Right.
That's exactly 100%. What he's going to say.
Okay.
It's like black belt just means you're going to go back to basics and keep practicing. So I plan to continue working.
Great.
And be humble and know that I have a lot to improve on the basics as well. So that's...
So when will we have the Manoj Dojo?
You know, I'm a student. I prefer that way, but I
like it. No, that's awesome. Yeah. It's just fascinating stuff.
It's great. Thank you for being so candid and so self-deprecating about it, too.
Thank you. Well, thank you for the opportunity.
What would you say? We got a couple minutes left. I'm just curious. What would you say was one of the most difficult parts about going through that training? I've always been interested in it, but I've always been too afraid to go through the process to commit to the time that it takes to do that. And I'm always
a disciplined person.
I am, but not as disciplined as I would like to be. To say that I'm going to go through something and the amount of dedication it takes to get a belt and move forward and get a belt to me is tremendous. What was one of the harder times? You mentioned before that there were times you thought you're going to quit. What was happening and how did you keep yourself from quitting?
And I think to keep going was probably the hardest thing because for me, the easy excuse is I'm busy, I'm traveling. Right. I'm attending to a lot of stuff. I don't have time for karate. Instead, I used to say that the thing. Karate is equally important. I'm going to make time for karate. So I think to your point, yes, keep going. And then once you get into the rhythm, you don't want to let it go, right? So I think the initial hurdle, the first year was difficult.
Of course, yeah. Right?
So, and then your physical abilities, not to talk of age, does come into picture. You start thinking, I can't kick as high as...
Why not?
Students.
He just needs an olive or two in order to do it. You know, it's all right. I'm right there with you, man. My elbows get sore going to the gym. That's all I can say. What a fantastic conversation. Really, I could just keep talking. I just love this, but we're just about out of time. And I think what a candid conversation. And of course, people can find you on LinkedIn. Just look up Manoj Mishra from CGI. Great post. You've gotten lots of traction on the post. You've definitely hit some chords with people. And I think our listeners learned a lot. I know, Audrey, I learned a lot today. So great stuff, Manoj. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you.
Thank you once again. I loved this.
Very good stuff, Audrey. Too much fun. I love doing these conversations every Sunday. It's what we do, right?
Come back.
And of course, if you just can't go another day without us, Audrey. You can always go, download one of our podcasts. Just look for Tech Vibe wherever you get them, and you can find folks like Manoj. We love interviewing them. Great stuff. Hey, have a great weekend, everybody. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
We are from the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Go to pghtech.org. We love helping tech companies succeed, and I love my Sunday afternoon. I'll see you on Monday, Audrey.
Compunetics is the leading developer of unified voice, video, and data collaboration and conferencing applications for the service provider, government, and unique workflow applications. The Summit Olympus and Evergreen platforms, driven by their encrypted user interfaces, enable powerful and secure collaboration. Combined with world-class support and innovative professional services, Compunetics delivers the right solution every time. Learn more at compunetics.com.
A strong work culture is the invisible force that binds employees to each other, to the company, and to their work. It's linked to better business outcomes, happier employees, and increased retention. How we work and where we work continue to evolve in almost every way, yet our human need for connection and purpose remains. Help your employees connect and thrive by evolving your culture to support your team, regardless of how or where they work. So discover how the Kindling Culture Agency can transform your company's culture at sparksomethingbig.com. That's the Kindling Culture Agency at sparksomethingbig.com.
Thanks for geeking out with us on Tech Vibe Radio. Tune in next Sunday for more tech and innovation stories right here from Pittsburgh. Get Tech Vibe wherever you get your podcasts and never miss a show. Tech Vibe is brought to you by Compunetics at compunetics.com, Chorus Call at choruscall.com, Highmark at highmark.com, Huntington Bank at huntington.com, Kindling Agency at thekindlingagency.com, PNC Bank at pnc.com, and Savior at savior.com. And we're always coming at you right from the Huntington Bank studios.
The preceding was paid for by the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.